All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, longtime practitioner in the practice of law. He's also, oh, by the way, a longtime conservative, a Right Side ruffian from way back, and the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. And I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. So let me just start by saying there's been a great deal of news in recent weeks about violence. There has. Mass shooting in Minnesota Catholic Church by a rabid transgender atheist. The assassination of Charlie Kirk by a left-wing malcontent. ICE protests resulting in the National Guard having to be called out in Los Angeles. The shooting and the burning of a Mormon church in Michigan, most recently. Yesterday, the governor of Louisiana officially requested National Guard support to help quell crime in several of his major cities. And yet, the left remains unwilling to accept that their own policies and rhetoric bear fault in the crime waves that we are seeing. Soft-on-crime policies, defunding police, and crushing social programs that entitle illegal aliens. But perhaps most galling is the continued demonization of law enforcement, especially the men and women of federal law enforcement. Members of the left continue to scream epithets, call law enforcement officers fascists and Nazis and Gestapo and SS and thugs, and claim that they're kidnapping, beating, and abusing and disappearing people, somehow denying them due process. It is recklessly irresponsible, and yet they continue to do it. Of all the violent events I just labeled for you, only one of them is unknown as to a political motive. The shooting and the burning of the Mormon of the church in Michigan was done by a man who allegedly hated Mormons and who may or may not have been a registered Republican. Liberal commentator, though, Jessica Tarlov, she tried to somehow tie him to Republican policies and claim him as evidence that the right side of culture is sharing in the blame for violence. Fox's Jesse Waters shot her down pretty quick by simply saying, "Yeah, well, we're not inciting people to go kill Mormons like you're inciting people to attack ICE." Well, he's right. They will try to equivocate and conflate their storylines, but in the end, there is a maddening commentary coming from the left that encourages that violence, and I believe it's time to go to the source. Who's funding these outbursts? Who's inciting this language? Who's providing the legal and financial cover to professional agitators who grab the hateful talking points of the left and turn them into violent action? It's time to find out if there's someone who is professionally and intentionally stoking the flames of social upheaval. Look, I understand that recently the Trump DOJ sent word out to the offices of U.S. attorneys to draft investigative plans into George Soros' Open Society Foundation to determine if they've been funding arson, fraud, racketeering, and providing material support to terrorism. I mean, why would we not? Soros' group admits that it gave $220 million to BLM, which led rioting in 2020 that caused massive, massive multi-billion dollar damages across the nation and 26 deaths. A recent report from the Capital Research Institute indicates in the last 9 years, Soros' group has poured over $80 million into groups that are tied directly to terrorism. A summary report from that Capital Research states this, and this is a quote. It says, quote, "These groups include the Center for Third World Organizing and its militant partner, the Ruckus Society, which trained activists in property destruction and sabotage during the 2020 riots." Go figure. "And the Sunrise Movement, which endorsed the Antifa-linked Stop Cop City campaign, in which activists currently face over 40 domestic terrorism charges and 60 racketeering indictments." At the same time, it says, Open Society Foundations awarded $18 million to the Movement for Black Lives, a group that co-authored a radical guide that glorifies Hamas's October 7th massacre and instructs activists in the use of false IDs, blockades, and economic disruption. Listen, that report, it's amazing to read. The list goes on and on from there. So yes, whether it be Soros' Open Society Foundations pumping money into it all, or some foreign government enjoying fomenting chaos in our streets, the fact remains that going to the source is one sure manner of sucking the life out of the violent anarchists that are bent on bringing hateful destruction to our country. You got to get to the source. You got to take it out. You got to remove the catalyst. It reminds me of a famous story that's a mantra in the Texas Rangers. You may have heard it before. There's different versions of how it goes. But the one that I like the best says that in 1890, the Texas Rangers were already the stuff of legends. They roamed across the Republic of Texas, establishing order, protecting communities, quelling violence, rounding up bad guys. Ranger Captain William J. McDonald was once allegedly called out to, I believe it was the city of Galveston. A major gathering was proven to be more than the town's leaders could control. An illegal prize fight had come together, and rowdy, brawling, drunken mayhem was threatening the security of the town. Ranger McDonald is said to have stepped off the train by himself, and the shocked town leaders wanted to know where the rest of his rangers were. And he's said to have looked at them and asked, "Hell, ain't I enough?" Whereupon Ranger McDonald walked into the town, located the head ringleader of the mob, pistol-whipped him, carried him back to the train, and the crowds immediately began to dissipate. And McDonald is said to have told the town leaders, "One riot, one ranger." That's a cool story. That's a very cool story. But my point in telling it, though, is not so much about the one riot, one ranger piece. It's the fact that the storyline says that he went straight to the heart of the matter. He got straight to the core of the solution. He didn't spend all his energy dabbling out on the edges. He got to the core. He got the job done. You find the ringleader, you put him on notice, and you put an end to the fuel that feeds the fire. There's a speech that I love that was delivered at the Pentagon. It was actually given in 2019 by Army Staff Sergeant David Belavia at a Pentagon ceremony just a month after President Trump had awarded him the Medal of Honor. Look, I'll preempt my recounting of Belavia's remarks by saying that where we are right now is in the middle of a culture war. We are. We're in a culture war that's impacting our safety and security. I don't believe for a second that our communities are all going woke or that we're incapable of maintaining law and order. I also don't believe for a second that dealing with criminals or rioters or anarchists and those that fund them is not just an essential service of government. It is. We've got to do it. To the contrary, our men and women in blue are still the finest in the world, and the law enforcement officers that fill the ranks, both state and local and federal, are an all-volunteer force who chose their profession. But at the same time, I do believe that politics and the bleeding heart liberalism has infiltrated all levels that we've never seen before. And it's having an impact, as evidenced by crime at levels we've never seen before, and which recent reports clearly indicate are too often fueled by nasty, hateful, violence-inciting rhetoric and money from the left. So, back to what I was about to tell you, Staff Sergeant David Belavia's speech at the Pentagon. Belavia was awarded the Silver Star in 2004 for his actions in the Second Battle of Fallujah during the war in Iraq. It was finally upgraded to the Medal of Honor and presented to him at the White House by President Trump in June of 2019. A little over a month later, Staff Sergeant Belavia was called upon to deliver a speech at the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes. And in his speech, he minced no words, and he spoke of the warriors that he served with in Fallujah, some of whom died in the same battle that resulted in his own heroics. And better than any highbrow speech by a skilled orator, Staff Sergeant Belavia delivered remarks that have grabbed the attention of many and are said to have really helped recruiting, to be honest with you. Yes, it was a military speech, but it goes to the heart of what I'm talking about. It goes to the idea that the source of problems has to be dealt with. You can't just dabble on the fringes. You got to deal with the source. The newest Medal of Honor winner, Belavia, this is part of what he said. He said, "We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for, who you worship, what you worship, or who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if you knew who your father even was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We have seen war and we don't want war, but if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you. So help me God, somebody else will raise your sons and daughters." So yeah, you look it up, man. It's a speech that'll raise the hair on the back of your neck. He laid down the scunion. He told the bad guys, "We don't want to fight, but we will. We don't want to have to go there, but we will." And he spoke it as a call to those who are at the root, at the core. And he said it was steel in his eyes and gravity in his tone. It was the modern equivalent of one riot, one ranger. You go to the root, you cut it out, and you watch the violence wither on the vine. This is the way. And the left is still screaming and cursing and demeaning. But with all the poise of one who is sure of their calling and firm in their beliefs, we need to calmly say no. And then go right to the heart of the problem. Find the ringleaders and excise them like a cancer. One riot, one ranger. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.